Well, there was a play, and it sticks in my mind. I know Jay was standing right next to me when this happened. It was a first down throw, and Matt completed it for, I don't know, 6 or 7 yards to Devontae Freeman out in the flat. But Roddy ran about a 15-yard curl in the middle of the field, and there was nobody around him. Wow. Nobody.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, Matt drops back, and he's scanning left, but Roddy's probably right there to the periphery, right to his inside right, wide open in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
And Matt doesn't make that. And again, it's a completion, and it's a first down completion. You get positive yards. But for a fan that's out there that's watching, they're going, wait a second, what's going on here? Because that used to be number one for Matt. And I know Roddy's not the same player he was 5 years ago. Nobody's the same guy that he was five
right.
years ago.
Right.
But that's a completion that instead of being 5 yards out in the flat, could have been 15 yards in the middle of the field, and you're moving the change. That's something that has to change going forward. And I'm not saying necessarily just Roddy. Something needs to change. There's also the ability of the Falcons to stretch the field. How'd you score in the first half? You finally dropped back and said, we're just going to throw it down the field to Julio Jones.
Yeah.
And 55 yards later, you go from inside your own 30-yard line to all of a sudden now you're at the San Francisco 20, and you've got a chance, and boom, 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 2 plays later, you're in the end zone. They've got to start taking more of those shots. And I get it, Shock. I watch. San Fran had 2 safeties deep a lot.
Yeah.
But there's a chance you'd go, you know what? I'm just going to throw it to number 11 and see what happens.
Yeah.
Throw it up there and let him go make it. Pittsburgh does that with Antonio Brown all the time.
No
and he's
problem.
A guy that's 6 foot and about 190 pounds.
I got no problem with him going vertical. I think they should go more vertical at least 4 or 5 times a game instead of the 1 or 2 when you find that one-on-one coverage. And just thinking about Roddy and his ability, I just wonder – I'm not in the mean rooms, you know. I don't know Shanahan, you know, all that well, and you know all he does. But there are times when I think things can be designed for Roddy. Mm-hmm. We see 4, 5, 6 times a game they just line Julio up in the slot. They get another guy in front of him. They throw him a bubble screen, an easy pitch and catch. Get him going. Get him involved in the offense. Things like that. Get him inside. Get him stacked on a linebacker. Let him win on an option route, 1-on-1. Just let. These are easy ways to get him involved. Easy ways to get him the football. And I'm not sure why it's not happening. I'm not sure why. You know, I'm not in the meeting rooms to say. But as a fan, now watching the game and knowing how we used to game plan certain things, there are ways that you say, all right, we're working this no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what coverage it is, you get open, and right. that's how it goes.
A couple of quick bright notes we'll get to, and then we'll move on. As obviously this is just such a disappointing loss for us. Vic Beasley comes up with a pick really nice in some in a zone blitz scenario where he drops into coverage, comes up with that. Phillip Wheeler made an impact literally and figuratively. 10 tackles yesterday. He knocked the heck out of Blaine Gabbert on a play that ended up being a penalty for the helmet-to-helmet. And Julio, once again, 137 yards. Although I would have liked to have seen more just based on the people that were covering him.
And I'll add one more to that bright spot. My man Eric Weems had a spectacular
great
game.
Day.
He did a great job of changing the field, being aggressive, taking it, pulling it out, and breaking a couple tackles. So I'll add Weems to that.
I'd add Paul Soliai to that. We were talking about that too. I mean, up until he got knocked for a loop late in the game, I mean, he was run stuff, and he had probably his best game as a Falcon yesterday.
He was body slamming. He was angry yesterday.
Yeah, he was angry. He was absolutely angry. But, man, the impact that Phillip Wheeler had stands out, you know, to me, because you've got Justin Duran on the sideline with another injury, and so he's not playing. And you know, you signed Wheeler a couple of weeks ago. There were a couple of times where he maybe was a little confused by what was going on, what he was supposed to be doing, but there were other times where he just looked completely confident. And when we signed him, I was pretty jacked up, because I know what he did in Oakland. I know what he's capable of. I covered him when he was at Georgia Tech, I know. But I covered him when he was at Georgia Tech. He was a great player there. Did you play against him? No, he was a little after.
Yeah, I played against Phil.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I mean,
beat him too. Yeah,
you know, I know, I know you did.
You know,
but he
know that.
You know that.
But yeah,
hey, at least we can laugh this morning.
Yeah. But he looked really good on the field Sunday, and I think you need that from your linebackers right now.